Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, I want to continue with your phone calls, and I'm going to get into all the news from Blackwater to Ahmadinejad coming to the U.S. to the Iran situation to the further plunge of the dollar as we watch its nightmare slide. We got a 10-minute clip of Ron Paul edited in with Bill Moyers about the true history of Iran. It's all coming up this hour. Let's go back to your calls. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
I got a couple of things to report. There's supposed to be a bill, I checked on it through some couple of people, to disarm our vets if something was wrong.
That is in my stack. It's up on prisonplanet.com, and it is being titled by Gun Owners of America, the Veterans Disarmament Act. And, yes, sir, it is accurate.
Okay, well, that was true. Okay, I wanted to...
But, see, we don't have time to talk about that, because I'm too busy every day.
I got a turkey to call up there. You see, their job is to make you look bad. See, the ones that don't do nothing, their job is to have to say something, but their job is to try to set you up to make you out of a bad guy. You understand? That's their job. That's the only thing they do. They ain't going to go make no tapes. They ain't going to go try to tell their neighbors. Call up and try to ridicule you where they don't do nothing. You understand?
That's all I'm saying. I mean, let's say I'm evil, which I'm not in the way they say I am, but we're all bad one way or the other.
Yeah,
but let's just say I'm bad.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm bad. Okay,
but
they need
how many,
to listen.
How many times you face people in the meetings you want to and put yourself on the line, these people ain't did nothing. These are just a bunch of head runners.
But hold on, Charles. Let me make this point. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say I'm bad. Okay, I'm bad. Okay, I'm over there with the bad people now. Which I'm not saying that. They'll edit it and claim I said that. My point is, for the sake of argument, I'm bad. Okay, we've got all these issues. Can these people ever cover issues? Can they ever deal with news that isn't ninnying and backstabbing and false witnessing and lying?
No, they can't deal with that.
No, they've got to just sit around like Pharisees talking about how pious they are all day.
Well, let me tell you how bad things are. You heard about this Gender 6 here in Louisiana?
Yes, tell people.
Okay. Now, everything you heard on the news, I'm from Louisiana, I'm not far from there, is a lie. The bar that, the six that boys that beat that little guy up, they got him coming out the classroom for nothing. Six of them jumped at him. But the boy that they want the charges to be dropped, he was on parole, he's got four other charges on him. But they went down there, it was 12,000, not 20,000, it was 12,000. The people boarded their houses up, and me and my wife talked to two of them, we called them up here, and they left. The ones that stayed was trying to give them water, you know, trying to go along to get along. They was being talked very bad to. They were having...
Okay, let's stop. For people that don't know about what's happened, tell them about the racial conflict going on. Explain, in a nutshell, what's going on.
Well, a boy got beat up. They were supposed to be three other white boys put nooses in a tree. So they expel the boys, they put the nooses in the tree, cut the tree down. So Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Nate Reagan from Louisiana, governor from Louisiana, went down there. And they brought 12,000 people with them. Now, if it would have been us, Mr. Jones, there would have been military there. They would have been whipping us and arresting us, right? You understand? They had some state police there, but it wasn't...
Well, the media gives it attention because they want us all at each other's throats instead of fighting the New World Order.
Right.
And it's true that every time there's black-on-white violence, it's ignored. Well, I mean, take Jasper. On the one-year anniversary of that poor black man being drugged to death, they grabbed a bum, some black guys that they didn't even know, and drug him till his head came off, and the media was told to shut that down.
Yeah,
now, my point is,
it's
wrong on both sides.
Well, anyway, it's just propaganda down here. They want a racial war down here so bad. But if it would have been us, they would have whipped us and, you know, and all this. But I just don't understand the people of Louisiana. They run. There's no place to run no more, I tell them. They're going to have to fight this one way or another, through tapes, through education.
Now, specifically, Charles, folks were trying to give the protesters water?
Yes, or stand on step with their own money. They were buying soft drink and bottles. You know, it's the white people trying to get along.
And then the black folks were saying mean things?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stay there. I want to hear about it. We'll be right back. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got tons of world news, a bunch of clips, a guest coming up. Right now we're talking to Charles in Louisiana. Charles is a great guy, known him for years. He was reporting on the cops shooting people trying to leave the city for no reason years before it came out in the news the last few months. He's given us so much good info, so I've learned to trust Charles. And Charles was there when the white and black cops were shooting the black people, and he was exposing that. And he's telling you now that the blacks were there saying racist things to the groveling, tail between their legs, guilty, yuppie whites, begging and pleading. I believe it. And I've seen that. Look, blacks are the same as white people. Okay, we're all just human beings. We're tribalist, and we like to be tribal, and the globalists play us off against each other. I mean, racism is tribalism. And anybody who says that deep down they don't have these basic imprints, that we like who looks like us, we like our families more than we like our neighbors. Our neighbor may be white. Now, once you get to know some black folks, you get to where you like them. It's like once black folks get to know white people, they like them. But the bottom line is, blacks, when they get stirred up, just like whites or anybody else, get stirred up like a beehive, and blacks, you know, used to live in total fear. They could supposedly vote after the Civil War, but every time they tried to, they'd get shot or lynched or bombed. And we've caught the ADL and other groups out doing, and their allied groups out putting swastikas on synagogues and creating Klan groups, and nine times out of ten, that's what it is. Or you get pranks at school where kids do this, or they caught the Jewish kids burning down all the black churches in Alabama, and remember that, and that came out, and that story got shut down real fast, doing, you know, the work of the ADL. That's why the ADL is in a lot of trouble right now. So is the Southern Poverty Law Center. They got caught with their own U.S. government documents, basically founding and running the Elohim City white supremacist compound. So there's a lot of examples of this. But, I mean, I grew up in a suburb of Dallas, and I had friends in South Dallas. And, frankly, when you were 15 or 16, you know, you'd be 14 years old riding around with your 16-year-old buddy. And when the bootlegger was out in Rockwall trying to buy a couple six-packs of beer to go back and drink with our girlfriends, we would drive into the black part of town crazy. Because, I mean, that was back in the late 80s, early 90s, when it was just constant shootings, killings, really high crime rate. And we'd drive right into the worst parts of town, right into the black bootleggers. And, folks, I mean, South Dallas, the areas we'd go to off Dolphin Road and stuff, I mean, this is real, hardcore, as bad as the worst parts of Harlem, as bad as the worst parts of Compton. I mean, this is you hear gunshots down there constantly. I mean, crack houses, the whole nine yards. But we weren't going down there to buy marijuana or crack. We were down there to buy beer. And we wanted beer. And you'd have blacks yelling at you out the windows, you white scum, get out of here. And the other black folks be selling you beer going, never mind that. And also there was a black part of town in Rockwall where I grew up, and I had black friends I played basketball, football, stuff with, track. And I'd go over to their house on the weekends because, you know, we were going to go fishing or something. And we'd be walking down the street, and an old black guy would come out with a shotgun in his hand, get the hell out of here, you white, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, I've experienced it. And, you know, I had a few cases where a couple black guys come up and go ahead and, you know, I'm stronger for it. A couple black guys try to mug you and try to beat you down while they're yelling racial epithets. But it'll create a confidence level after you've been in a few scraps. It's almost addicting. I can't really even get it going, you know what I mean, until it's overwhelming odds. I mean, it's just the high of having two, three, four people pile on you. I mean, it's just incredible. You can throw people, and I'm talking like 8 feet. It's almost superhuman, but I don't know. I'm nuts. But the point is that because the few times some little guy my size would start a fight with me, and I'd go ahead and give him a fight, I'd end up getting my butt kicked. But if it was like three rednecks or two big black guys, I could always just totally destroy them. I mean, all right, I'm digressing. I'm sorry. I'm not here to tell those stories. I start thinking about things that's happened in my life. I start telling stories. So I know that goes on. And I know that that happens. Because blacks have had a lot of bad things happen to them. And then it gets institutionalized. And then it's the excuse for, and then, of course, they had their families broken up, and the women paid not to have men in the house. And the black community is completely degenerated, like every other community is degenerating. They're just at the front of the line because it started earlier on them. And Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they won't talk about Albert Pike, founder of the Klan's statue in the middle of D.C. They won't talk about the eugenics programs against blacks. They won't talk about how they're killing blacks in Africa with bioweapons like AIDS. That's why I could win any debate with these phony black leaders. I can sit up in front of black people, and I can explain it to them, and I can, because a lot of them already know the truth and have heard it, and I can explain how their leaders are whores. See, their leaders need this. They need to go out and have a fake event and yell and scream and feel good, and then the white people come and grovel, and then everybody gets to be put back in their place, and it just goes on and on. We're not going to change things until we stop acting like a bunch of idiots and letting people play us. And frankly, I don't like it. Not as a white person, but just as a person who wants justice. I don't like the fact that on the year anniversary of Jasper, Texas, where they drugged that black man to death, who'd been in the rival black gang in prison, and I'm not defending what happened, it was terrible. They grabbed a white homeless wino who they didn't even know. I mean, this is a big difference. They didn't know him. It wasn't a crime of passion. And the three black guys drug him behind the car, till his head came off, and until the arm pulled out of the chain. And it was in the AP, and then you never heard about it. Now, why are we not allowed to hear about black monsters? We can hear about the white monsters, but we can't hear about the black monsters. And again, that's because this is how it works. You have tribal domination by whites in this country, and then an oligarchy rises up that dominates the whites as well. It wants to play whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians off against each other while the banking elite rules over us. All right, let's go back to quickly to Charles. Charles, you said that whites were trying to bring the black protesters water and were being called names. That's pretty pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, they were pretty scared, but I think they were volunteers because Ray Nagin, when I looked on the news, that the mayor of Louisiana, he was down there, and I don't think he should have been down there. And people was on the side, they brought their own money, trying to say, here, you know, we're not against you and all that. And then he must have been some provocateurs, because they tell me they did flash, a few of them did flash guns down there, saying, you're lucky we don't burn this SB down, you know. And so, I mean, the police didn't, it wasn't progressive. That would have been us. They would have been beating our brains in.
Oh, I know. But again, that's because that's the most viable force. If blacks were the majority and blacks had the money on average, they would beat them down. See, they got to beat down the whites because still have the most money, still have the most power. But it's a limited power. See, they play the blacks, Hispanics, and Asians off against whites only until the white power is debased. Then they're going to wage war against those groups. It's all a master chessboard, and if we want our children to have a good future. See, I'm here actually trying to stop the black kids from being vaccinated so that they get the autism. I'm actually here trying to stop them from grabbing them and testing pesticides on them. Do you hear Jesse Jackson talking about New York Daily News where they kill black children in New York?
No.
I mean, you're not going to. Because he's only there to have these little statements about some kids and some ropes, and it looks like that's made up. I mean, that's my point. See, they don't want to talk about the real things being done to blacks. They just want to talk about some stupid issue like this.
And I want to tell all those people that try to criticize you to look in their own heart. Throw a stone if they don't have no fault with them. But I'm getting so tired of people saying you this or they predicted this before you or this. These are the same people that probably don't do nothing.
Well, bottom line, I wish I wasn't the forerunner in a lot of this sometimes. I mean, it's to always be on the tip of the spear. I mean, I really want to beat the New World Order. I have that real goal. I actually have to worry about being arrested or killed every day.
I know that.
And then I see these people out here like it's all a big game and a big joke to them.
Because they don't have nothing else to do. That's their job, to knock other things. If they talk about you, they don't look at themselves. You know? God bless you, Mr. Jones, what you're doing. Thank you, my friend. I believe in you with all my heart. I know you're true.
Well, God bless you, Charles. I know you're true, too. And that's the thing. People that don't have discernment, they just don't know. I mean, I don't dislike an old black woman or a young black child. They're just human beings. I want them to have a good life. I want them to be successful. But the way the New World Order sets it up is it's made the way we're going to fight. There's no way to even get around it until we have a mass awakening to that. So many good calls today. I've got all these audio clips. I got Richard Serrett coming up. We're going to take your calls when he's on with us. Really, a lot of days I get frustrated and angry on air just because there is no way to cover it all properly. There is no way to go through it all. There is no way to get into every facet. And frankly, a sick side of me actually likes being bashed and attacked because it's almost like entertainment. It's funny. At a certain Python-esque level of my psyche, it's ridiculous. The way I get bashed, because it's never substantive. Well, that's not true. I mean, there are people who critique me, but then it's fair and reasonable, and they point out my shortcomings and where I'm wrong, and I get better. But the lion's share of the critiques are just cartoonish. I mean, it's just mindless, made-up tripe. But then when I get more intellectual and then more discerning, I go, no, this is bad. Because it distracts people who are out there searching from real information. And we're in dark times. We're on a very dark road. Very dark road indeed. The dark road to serfdom. Come back, take more of your calls.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey, hey.
go back to your calls.
There are many here, I'm longer. Who do the lights?
Jeremy, where are you calling us from today?
Crown Point, Indiana, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I got two things for you. Number one, I think that every American citizen should subscribe to the Federal Register. And I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but it's open to the public. And right on their main page, it tells you right there to keep the American people informed. And this is how I found out about Bush declaring an emergency with Iran in 2004.
Oh, yeah, they've declared a black op war back in 2004, and they've been running ops there ever since.
Yeah, and if the American people would have subscribed to the Federal Register, they'd have known about it the day that they declared it.
Oh, it's all right out in the open. They say we're under international management, we're under U.N. control. Bush has now announced we're under U.N. management during emergencies. And it's all public. Yeah, tell folks about the Federal Register.
Well, the Federal Register is a public office, and let me get the name of the office. It's the printing office, the U.S. printing office.
And so there's all these declarative statements that are made by all the agencies into it.
Right. It's basically anything that the government does has to be listed because, of course, we're a government that is public, so we think. But anyway, you know, you can go to listserv.access.gpo.gov. And that's where you can subscribe, and they will send you automatic updates to your email address, and you can see everything that the federal government does. Now, I don't know if you remember or not, but just this year, just after Cheney came out and said that his office is outside the executive branch, and that the executive branch is outside the scope of our Congress, well, that same week, they denied access to the Federal Register to their office records. Cheney's office did.
Yes, and actually violated a previous executive order that they issued about having to report to that.
Right. So, but, you know, I thought maybe, you know, that's one way that we could get the information out.
No, I remembered that in the news when he just said, I'm now a special animal and that you can't have any documents from my office now.
Yeah, key words, animal. but you know, another thing is too, is the American people have been sissified, and we, as a people, now not individually, but as a people, we have turned into dogs where we listen to the tone of voice, we don't listen to the words, and just like with your pet, you can look at your dog and you can say, come here, you stupid little idiot dog, I'm going to pound your head in, and the dog comes right up to you wagging your tail. But you can.
No, I agree.
Yell at
I mean, Sherman, you watch. I love you, but I love you, and the dog won't come over. Exactly.
Right.
Like Lori doing people, they'll be saying the most evil things, but smiling and smacking their lips and looking at you. You know, like there's some type of operative for the CIA, one of those women they get to pick men up, where they just seductively just look at you. She's looking at a camera, folks. It's a teleprompter. She's not really looking at you.
Right. Yeah, and you know, Ron Paul is so good at getting our message across humbly in the right tone of voice as well, and that's why the movement is so big. But even Ron Paul, he is trying to inform the American people that we have not declared war legally. All we do is declare emergencies, which gives the federal government the jurisdiction to do whatever they please.
And now,
they declare an emergency.
For the first time, Bush says Congress isn't involved, I'm a dictator, and I'm under U.N. control.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to get an article out on this later this week. No one has put the two together. First, he declares that Congress isn't involved in continuity of government. Then he declares we're under U.N. control a month ago at the SPP meeting and issues the federal executive order. So, I mean, this is so huge. Thanks for the call. These are all fabulous calls today. Eric and others, your calls are coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, here's the deal. I want to get into Iran, Ahmadinejad's visit. I got a bunch of the news I want to cover, but I said I wanted to take a bunch of calls, and we've been doing, a moderate job of that, but it's a catch-22. Either I give you each about a minute to talk, or we never get to any of you. So I'm going to move fast now. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in California. You're on the air, Eric. Go ahead.
Alex, there's no greater love than for a man to lay down his life for his brother. And I just want to thank you for being a brother in Christ. And I want to get a message out quickly to your wife and kids that I'm so thankful and so grateful for their sacrifice to allow you to do what you do. I have personally burnt hundreds of DVDs, woken many, many, many people up, and I don't know what documentary it was, but the FBI guy telling the cops that the founding fathers are terrorists.
Let me just tell people, that's in The Road to Tyranny, and it's FEMA telling a group of firemen, police, and sheriffs. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I had the opportunity about 6-8 months ago to attend a lecture given by a former FBI guy who actually interrogated people at Guantanamo Bay. And during his spiel there, he actually said, almost verbatim, the founding fathers are terrorists to first responders and whatnot. I actually got to ask some pretty good questions.
I wish you would have had video of that.
Well, he said he wanted to do it again. Everybody in the crowd wanted him to come back, so the next time, I will bring a camera. I brought a friend, and he witnessed it for himself, and I just tell you, man, I'm so appreciative of what you do.
It's not just that. We have the training manuals where they say gun owners, Christians, I mean, folks, this you couldn't make this stuff up. This is hard.
I could not believe it. It just brought it all so crystal clear. And I want to tell everybody out there, all these spineless chicken necks who comment on the stories like we're already at war with Iran and say, oh, that's it, I'm moving to Costa Rica or Canada or whatever. Fine! We don't need you! Get out of the way! We got some work to do! If you don't step up, God help you, man. It's just building up, man. And,
I understand you're frustrated, my friend. Take action with that energy. Go to the next event, shoot video of it, get it out there. I've actually seen a couple other videos online where they say the same thing since we put that out. And this is pre-9/11, by the way. This happened in 2000.
Actually, Alex, mm-hmm. I'm gonna run for city council, and I'm going to get the certified annual or the financial report. Comprehensive annual financial report of our city, and I'm going to blow it wide open in my city. And I encourage everybody
good.
To do
Eric,
the same.
Eric, I got
to
jump. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to another Eric now. Let's talk to Eric in Maryland. Eric, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, great American hero. I just wanted to ask you, Alex, maybe you could shed some light on this, because I recently woke up my mom, but she had a question about this, is how would the operators of 9/11 convince the men who planted the bombs and such, how does that work?
Well, I mean, that's a whole treatise just to explain that.
Sure.
But how did they convince
these American operatives to say, okay, go put bombs in the World Trade Center?
No, I understand. Let me answer your question. How did they convince the Army to stage terror attacks in Italy, Germany, France, all over Eastern and Western Europe, during different declassified operations? They said, well, we're going to look, the Soviets killed millions of people. If we don't go blow up a few school buses and a few buildings and kill a few hundred people, they're going to take over and they're going to kill millions. And so it's a military mindset. Just like generals thousands of years ago would put out a few hundred of their cavalrymen to draw in the main enemy force into a gorge or into an area where it was a pincer attack or a trap, to literally sacrifice hundreds, if not thousands, in some battles, of their troops just in a move of strategy. It's chess. Why would someone playing chess sacrifice a pawn, or even a knight, or even a rook, or even a bishop, okay, or even a queen if it lets you get into checkmate? So it's called collateral damage. It's called acceptable losses, and it is part of the military mindset of, quote, just winning. And why would they stage terror attacks on U.S. destroyers? And then why would they park? Why would the... And by the way, when I say this, I've had the admirals on the show. We've interviewed them. Those archives are all there on Prison Planet and InfoWars. That ship was under the National Security Council's control. It was not being directed by the Navy. It was being directed by the CIA. The USS Liberty was under the president's direct control, as the whole military is, under his basic control. But his office was directing it, just like the Office of Special Plans for Iraq was under the White House control. And they parked that ship out there. And when the admirals were sending planes to help it, he came on the line and said, don't help it. And that's because they were positioning it there to sink it to blame it on Egypt. You know, why would they kill our Navy men? But they were doing it because it's once you start, well, the end justifies the means. Once you start down that road, it's over. Or like Spock says in Wrath of Khan, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Yeah, but if you take the value away from the one, you've taken it from the whole. When the minority can be persecuted, the majority can be persecuted. And so, number one, they use black op operators that have done this time and time again, who've staged other events. You use people who are compartmentalized. How do you get the FBI to cook the bomb, train the driver, give them the detonators, and provocateur bomb in the World Trade Center? Well, we need more anti-terror funding, and I mean, these are evil people, sir. How did they get Israel to irradiate 110,000 Sephardic dark-skinned Jews the U.S. government funded? How did they get the U.S. military to irradiate 4,000 children in the U.S.? Well, we got to find out what the Ruskies are going to do when they nuke us. This will save millions. See, it's and then once you start down the dark path, it's over. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And it would make sense that the handlers, I guess the people who are higher up kind of training these special op guys, I'm sure that they're looking for sickos. I mean, I'm sure that there's a process by which they...
They actually have sickos for certain jobs, but not generally for this type of work. These are cult members. These are... Most of them they have operating are hardcore super Christians who think that they're fighting Islam, and they think that we've got to be more evil than the devil to beat the devil. We've got to be the most ruthless to save America. The Muslims are 1.2 billion. They're going to take over. They can't be stopped. They are planning to get nuclear weapons. You know, this is their idea. We've got to stage these attacks. And you got to, you know, MI6, the Israelis, we got to do it for Israel. But a lot of backbone guys in special ops, higher level, 40, 50 years old, they're doing it for the Lord. These are really sick people, folks, and they're really brainwashed. And they're highly dedicated, highly focused. When you get into your basic sicko, they're not as highly focused. They're not willing to sacrifice themselves. The globalists have people working for them, hardcore Zionist cadres, Christian sex cadres, and then you've got the sociopathic controllers who are into the power, the game, with psychopaths above them. If I had to assess who did the towers, I would have to say, from past ops we've seen, it's a hardcore contingent of Christian Zionist. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, thank you very much, sir.
All right, I appreciate your call. And, I mean, that's just the facts. That's from, and I'm able to assess things from thousands of pieces of data. Okay, we hit the catch-22. I wanted to go to Josh and Gil and Charlotte. We're going to get to you next hour. Richard Serrett's on, you can hang up, whatever. I got to get to this Ron Paul thing. I'm now out of time to play the whole deal. This is Bill Moyers from 10, 15 years ago. It's from the 80s, actually, so I guess. It's from 86, so... 20 years ago. Man, time's flying. 21 years ago. Talking about what we did to Iran. Because people say, Iran, what we did, they all made fun of Ron Paul going, blowback, what did we ever do to Iran? I don't know, blow up two of their airliners, bomb a bunch of their battleships for no reason, overthrow their government twice, torture and kill 200,000 people. Gee, why don't they like us? Here it is.
I believe very sincerely that the CIA is correct when they teach and talk about blowback. When we went into Iran in 1953 and installed the Shah, yes, there was blowback. The reaction to that was the taking of our hostages, and that persists.
Iran, 1953. The CIA mounted its first major covert operation to overthrow a foreign government. The target was the Prime Minister of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh. He held power legitimately through his country's parliamentary process, and he was popular. Washington had once looked to him as the man to prevent a communist takeover. But that was before Mossadegh decided that the Iranian state, not British companies, ought to own and control the oil within Iran's own borders. When he nationalized the British-run oil fields, Washington saw red. The Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, and his brother Allen, director of the CIA, decided with Eisenhower's approval to overthrow Mossadegh and reinstate the Shah of Iran. The mobs paid by the CIA and the police and soldiers bribed by the CIA drove Mossadegh from office.
Crown Prince Abdullah greets the Shah as he lands at Baghdad Airport after a 7-hour flight from Rome.
The King of Kings was back in control and more pliable than Mossadegh. American oil companies took over almost half of Iran's production. U.S. arms merchants moved in with $18 billion of weapon sales over the next 20 years. But there were losers.
Nearly everybody in Iran of any importance has had a brother or a mother or a sister or a son or a father tortured, jailed, deprived of property without due process. I mean, an absolutely buccaneering dictatorship in our name that we supported. SAVAK was created by the CIA.
SAVAK, the Shah's secret police, tortured and murdered thousands of his opponents. General Richard Secord and Albert Hakim, whom we met earlier, were among those who helped supply the Shah's insatiable appetite for the technology of control. But the weapons and flattery heaped by America on the Shah blinded us to the growing opposition of his own people. They rose up in 1979 against him. Death to the Shah, they shouted. Death to the American Satan.
Khomeini is a direct consequence, and the hostage crisis is a direct consequence, and the resurgence of the Shia is a direct consequence of the CIA's overthrow of Mossadegh in 1953.
Yes, there was blowback. The reaction to that was the taking of our hostages, and that persists. And if we ignore that, we ignore that at our own risk. That if we think that we can do what we want around the world and not incite hatred, then we have a problem. They don't come here to attack us because we're rich and we're free. They come and they attack us because we're over there.
I guess there were two clips. I must have sent him the short one, but. Now, that's Ron Paul on the generality of terror, not debating 9/11 on the subject. But the Pentagon cynically knows what they're doing. This is not blowback. And Ron Paul is right in that it could be perceived as blowback, but blowback is meaning that you don't want it. You didn't mean it. It was unintended. It is not blowback when pistons ignite fuel and pound the gases back out and drive the system that turns the wheels. The globalist cynically wrote and said that they wanted to destabilize the Middle East. They wanted to bring Iraq down from first world to third world, and they've done it after 17 years of bombardment and sanctions. They said that when they went in, they would be there for at least 100 years, permanent bases would be built, and then they would just oversee bringing Iraq back to the Stone Age, cutting the power and water off, exterminating the population. The Israeli plans state that. It's so cold-blooded. We've written articles about it and posted the State Department statements and the Israeli plans, and it's been in mainstream newspapers now. Break the country in three parts. They're talking about maybe even four. Now they're announcing it. Remember before the war, we laid out everything that would happen? And then they call it a failure. They knew day one when they went in and dismantled the military and dismantled the police that everything would break down and dismantled the social services net and disbanded the city works workers because they were Baathist. But then kept the top Baathist. Oh, they kept all the real killers in place, but the actual infrastructures were broken down. And generals would show up and say, well, I don't want to go along with this. Let's just turn the power on. Nope, you're fired. Now the city of Baghdad has about 4 hours, last time I checked, a day of power. Green Zone, of course, always has it. Cholera is spreading all over the country. There are hundreds of thousands of deaths a year just from malnutrition and amoebic dysentery. That's amoebas infesting your stomach and intestines till you die. And very painful death. And they look like something out of North Central Africa. It looks like something out of Rwanda on the West Coast. It looks like something out of Ethiopia or Sudan. So sad. The Northeast Coast. And it's all cold-bloodedly done. The Serbs, your own aircraft factories, your own car factories. Yuppies start buying property there. People start moving there from Europe and the U.S., you're going to get bombed, brother. You're going to get bombed bad. And they went in and they hired Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda went in there. And they blew the living daylights out of Kosovo. And even most Muslims who know the New World Order went along with it. You're just like dumb Americans. See, they show you some holy war. They show Americans a crusade. They're for it. They show Muslims, hey, let's go take Kosovo. Let's go keep the jihad going. And they went in there and they took over that area. And Serbia had its water plants, its power plants, anything that could be connected to industry, that could be connected to war, blown to bits. Now bankrupt, CIA coup a year later. Totally controlled. Third world. DU. Cancer's quadrupled. Mission complete. The Empire strikes back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me.
Oh, the great talent, Jimmy Vaughn.
Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles.
If you want to hear the whole song, just go to YouTube or Google. Type Jimmy Vaughn, No Shackles on Me. By the way, on Endgame, that's the first extra, is his playing that song in front of a crowd of thousands at the anti-North American Union rally that we had earlier this year. So that's actually in Endgame. I haven't plugged any sponsors yet today. I haven't plugged any of my videos yet today. I haven't done anything that helps me pay my employees and gets the word out. And if I don't, we won't be here very long. I'm a little depressed today. You might be able to tell. I got this dog I really love, and he's got, like, terminal cancer. I just found out. That happens. Everything we love dies in the end, or we die and leave those that we love. That's why you better enjoy life while it's here and live for the right reasons. And I just really like that Boston Terrier. It's so cute, sweet. It's a smart dog. You get to loving dogs like you love people. Speaking of cancer, how many studies are there about antioxidants and the fact that the bleached food with all the nutrients out of it is causing us big problems? That's why you need vitamins. And the best type are naturally just the essence ground up of vegetables and fruits and herbs. And the best brand I found out there that I'm taking 4 or 5 days a week, because I'm not a big vitamin guy in my life. I have to remember to take it, but I'm taking it most days. In fact, speak of that, who took it out of my office? I keep taking it out of here. Interfood, folks, enerfood.com, enerfood.com, balance energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, on and on and on. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. By the way, we turn sponsors down every day. I only have sponsors, just turn one on today, that I believe in, and I believe in this. It's high quality. 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. And speaking of food, with all these hard times coming up, and the things that are happening right now, you need to check out eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating U.S. company, 26 years in storable foods. The name, it's eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss the big, huge banner on the top of PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Third hour straight ahead.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.